Kalamazoo County voters will decide next month whether to approve the renewal of a countywide transportation millage. The 0.4 mil request will be on the ballot May 7th. Portage Mayor Pro Tem Claudette Reed is the co-chair of the campaign committee, which is urging voters to approve the renewal.
Having this type of service countywide really does benefit everybody who is in the county, and that it is something that whether you're in an urban area or a rural area, there are people who rely on transportation that is provided through the public transportation system in the county.
I spoke with Claudette Reed last week about the countywide transit millage. What will voters see on that May 7th ballot?
They are going to see a renewal of the millage, which is 0.4 mils, for the next 4 years. This millage is a renewal of what we have been providing countywide, and it provides coverage for several services. First, it provides coverage for the demand service. This is called County Connect, and it's when someone calls and a bus comes to their home and takes them to their destination. It also covers the regular line haul service outside of the city of Kalamazoo. And so there are line haul service in Portage, Parchment, Comstock Township, Kalamazoo Township, Ostomo Township, and Texas Township. It also provides for service vans. These are vans which are available to not-for-profit and other agencies to transport their residents or participants in their programs. And so this helps to bridge the gap for some of that type of transportation.
So you mentioned it's a renewal. If it does pass, will people see any difference in their tax bills?
They will not see any difference in their tax bills. At a level of 0.4, we're talking about a home which has a value of $100,000 is going to be paying $20, so that it's a relatively low amount of money, and it is something that has been supported since 2009.
And again, this is what people are currently paying.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct.
What happens if it doesn't pass?
If it doesn't pass, the KCTA, which is the Kalamazoo County Transit Authority, will have enough funds to keep these services going for a while, but they will have to come back to the voters to be able to get funding, or they will have to consider how they are going to reduce or eliminate the services. So it is something that is important in order to maintain these very important services throughout the entire county.
Assuming this passes, how does that affect the plans that we've been hearing about now for a number of years of a countywide transit system?
Well, the countywide transit system plan is moving forward. We ran into quite a few barriers. We needed to be able to get legislation passed in order to move forward with having a unified system. And we really have been making some headway on this, but it is still going to take a couple of years to be able to do all of the transition. In that time period, we want to be able to continue to provide the services that are being provided now for all of the people who do depend on those services. So we don't want there to be any break in service while we are working towards a unified plan countywide.
And would a defeat of the millage renewal perhaps throw another hurdle in the way of getting towards that ultimate goal of a unified system?
It absolutely would. Not having this renewal would mean that the KCTA would have to put their efforts into getting sustainable funding for the regular services that are being provided now, and would have to take attention away from moving forward to a unified service.
As you know, there are many people in this area who are still struggling financially for whatever reason, perhaps having lost a job, perhaps the home value dropped and couldn't move and take advantage of another opportunity, that sort of thing. So, any tax request faces that hurdle of people having had some financial difficulty themselves. If you had a chance to speak to somebody who said, that's my situation, and while it may not seem like a lot of money, it still hurts a little bit, what do you say to them?
I think that it is important to realize that we've done a survey and 73% of the people who use these services have no other option for transportation. These are people who are going to jobs, they are going to medical appointments, or they're going to shopping. And it's something that is supportive of the economic development in our area, which helps everybody. Whether you use the bus services or not, you're getting some benefit from it because it helps to maintain and to grow our greater community. And so from that standpoint, it's a small price that everyone pays to be able to have a vibrant community. And having a comprehensive public transit system has to be part of that plan.
Portage Mayor Pro Tem Claudette Reed is the co-chair of the campaign committee for the renewal of a countywide transportation millage. There is no organized opposition. The proposal will be on the May 7th ballot. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.